This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Tuesday, May 7th. Well, a fairly quiet day in the cattle space, despite all the activity and the strength in the grains. Cattle markets held together pretty well. Feeders down just over a dollar. Live cattle kind of mixed on the day. So fairly quiet trading throughout the day for the cattle space. In the cash trade, it was just some cleanup business on Monday, pretty much in line with where we closed on Friday. The box beef values, however, were sharply higher. Choice was up 4.56 at 2.99. Select was up 2.10 at 2.90. The spread gained 2.46. We're sitting at 9.01. Movement was 78 loads, so that's more in line with the typical Monday. Last couple weeks, I've seen good, above average Monday movement. Yesterday, again, was pretty much in line with the norm. Slaughter rate yesterday, 120,000 head. That was 7,000 more than last week, down 4,000 from last year. On the feeder cattle cash markets for Friday, that includes a direct trade of around 5,500 head, average price at $232.59. So that's down a full 10 cents from where the average cash was trading on Thursday. The 7-day average dropped $234, we're sitting at $240.05. So we are starting to see some cash pressure showing up in the feeder cattle. Futures market kind of struggling here, just drifting lower. So it certainly has the look of a market that's probably stalled out here. Normally, if the markets are at rallying in early May, it's based on, late demand for grass calves if you've got good grazing conditions. And we certainly have that across most of the plains and into the Midwest. And I think we are seeing that late jump for more calves, which there's just hardly any to be found. That is supporting the market, but I think we're running out of time to place calves on grass. Usually by early May, you've pretty much got that wrapped up. Pasture conditions look pretty good across most of the country. Take a rundown of some of the key states. In Texas, we're sitting at 38% poor to very poor, 31% good to excellent, and they're pretty much the worst of it, except for Montana, sitting at 36% poor to very poor and only 16% good to excellent. But Montana and Texas, too, for that matter, are slated to get good moisture here over the next week or so, especially Montana. The whole state is slated to get much above normal rain over the next several days. In Texas, of course, you've had the flooding toward the east, but the western part is slated to get some good rains as well. So that should help shore up these pasture conditions. In Oklahoma, we're at 10% poor to very poor, 52% good to excellent. Kansas at 24% poor to very poor, 37% good to excellent. Nebraska only 8% poor to very poor, 70% good to excellent. Colorado's at 21% poor to very poor, 53% good to excellent. South Dakota, 7% poor to very poor, 70% good to excellent. North Dakota at 8% poor to very poor, 61% good to excellent. Iowa's at 10% poor to very poor, 57% good to excellent. Missouri at 5% poor to very poor, 71% good to excellent. So you can see, there are some pockets of poor to very poor, and again, those areas are slated to get some rain. But by and large, major cattle country looking at very good grazing conditions. And you can extrapolate that you're probably going to have a very good, at least first cutting of hay. So that sets us up for good forage conditions throughout the season and into the winter, and sets us up for likely much more aggressive heifer retention and herd rebuilding should get started this fall. So those calf numbers that are already tight are going to get even tighter as we move forward. We just haven't seen any evidence of herd rebuilding yet, but I think you can safely say that that's going to be in full swing here by this fall and over the next year or so. So I think that process is in the early stages, but it is beginning, and that's going to set us up for very tight supplies of feeder cattle as we get into the fall. So whatever pressure we get headed into the summer, and we usually, it's a seasonal pattern that the market tends to decline. I think we're going to get that for both lives and feeders, probably carve out a low in July, maybe early August. But from there, we should have a pretty good springboard as we work our way into the fall and winter. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.